我们还是翻开我们这一个进来的这个节目表。
Again, we will turn to our little booklet.
我们在上面已经印有几段的经文，我们先把它读一下。
There are a few scriptures written. In session 6, what Jesus said.
我们先读马可十章四十五节。
We'll read first Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 45.
因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。第二段，路加九章五十六节。
人子来不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。
十九章十节，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。那么最后的一段是在约翰一书三章五和八节。
First John chapter 3 verse 5 and 8.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪，犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，为着过去这两天，你在我们当中保守了我们。
Lord Jesus, thank you for keeping us safe in the last couple of days.
你也在我们中间向我们施恩说话。
And you are among us, speaking to us and be gracious to us.
我们向你献上感谢。
Therefore, we're going to give you thanks.
主，我们也巴不得，正如在变化山上你跟门徒在一起的时候。
We think about when the disciples were with you on the Mount of Transfiguration.
让你的门徒能够听见天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And your disciples heard a voice speaking from heaven saying, This is my beloved son, listen to him.
让我们的心能够因此被开启，知道你是那独一一位，叫天父心里满意的。
Lord, may our eyes be open and to see that you are the only one that God took delight in.
我们能够在你的里边得到一切天父所要给我们的福分。
And that through you we can receive all the spiritual blessings from the heavenlies through by the Father.
主，在这最后的一段时间，我们仍然求主安静我们的心。
So in this last period of time, may you quieten down our heart.
正如刚才的诗歌所说的，让我们的眼睛来转向你。
Like the hymn we just sang, saying that we should focus, fix our eyes on Jesus.
让我们的心在你的面前安静。
That our heart be quiet before you.
主，照着你所应许的，当我们聚集在你面前的时候
，So according to your promise, as we gather before you,
你就会在我们中间。
You shall be among us.
求主在我们当中。
May you, Lord, be among us.
打开每一个心来与你相会。
Open up our hearts so that we may meet you here.
打开每一个耳朵能听见圣灵的声音。
Open every ear so they can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
将讲的、翻译的都隐藏在你硬币的当中。
We commit to you the speaker, the translator.
让圣灵的感动在讲的、听的跟翻译的里边是一致的。
That the Holy Spirit will bring one accord.In the speaker, the interpreter, and also all the listeners,
我们恭敬等候在你面前。
We wait before you.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我的一部分第三个讲题就是主所说的。
In my burden, the third session will be what Jesus said.
刚才读的几段经文是讲到主自己在地上很清楚地对人说他来有什么样的目的。
So in the few scriptures we read just now, it talks about what Jesus said, what he will do when he comes.
他说他来就是要寻找和拯救失散的人。
He said he came to seek to save the lost.
他来不是要来定人的罪，而是要来救人脱离罪的辖制和审判。
He's not here to condemn man, but to deliver man from the condemnation of sins and of judgment.
他也说到，他来不是来受人的服侍。
He came not to be served by others,
而是要来服侍人，甚至死去自己的生命来服侍人。
He wanted to come and serve man in all, and even to the state of giving up his life.
所以他来就是要给我们得着丰盛的生命。
So he came to give us that abundant life.
这是他在历史上所已经做成的事。
This is something that he has already did in history.
然后在他的生平的里边，他也讲了许多许多宝贵的话。
And in his life, he has spoken many precious words.
因着时间的缘故，我还是把他说的话限制在约翰福音所记载的几个地方。
And because of time, I will focus or narrow down to what he said in the book of John.
在约翰六章三十五节那里
，In John chapter 6 verse 35。
我念就好了，也不翻译了。
I'll just read. We will not translate that.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的。”必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。反复说赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。因为我从天上降下来，不是按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来旨的意思行。差我来旨的意思是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日我要叫他复活。因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。这里很清楚地讲到主对当时在他周围的人有一个非常清晰的邀请。
So in verse 35 to verse 40, Jesus has given a very clear invitation to the people around him.
我来就是要赐你们可以得着饱足，得着永生。
I came so that you may receive satisfaction, that you may receive eternal life.
而且一旦你来到耶稣这里，他说我就永不会丢弃他。
And he said, once you come to me, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
他就负起你一生的责任到底。
He will take care of your life from now till you pass.
这是每个基督徒一来到耶稣这里就能得到的永远的福分。
So every Christian can come to Jesus and enjoy the eternal blessing.
然后到了第八章，他就这样说。
Then in chapter 8, he said,
八章的十二节
verse 12,
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
And Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
好像对于那些已经来接受耶稣的人，
So to those who come to receive Jesus,
我们还会在世上行走，
We may still walk on the, in the world.
但是他说，我就是世界的光。
But he said, I am the light.Of the world.
你觉得跟从主有些时候你仍然在世界上感到非常的彷徨。
So as you follow the Lord, sometimes you still feel a bit lost in the world.
你不知道很多事该怎么做选择。
You are not even sure what to do on certain matters.
我有时候想到这个时代的年轻人，我真的为你们感恩的是。
When I look at the generation of young people now, I really want to thank God for it.
因为你们的选择性很多。
Because you have many choices that you can make.
你们要上大学，你们会想到底是哪一间好呢？
You want to go to university, you can even choose which one you think is better one for you to choose to go to.
你们读完书，你们会想我到底找什么工作好呢？
And when you finish studies, you say what sort of work, what sort of job do I want to take on?
甚至对于你的婚姻，你也很自然的会在主面前寻求说到底哪一个是你要给我预备的？
Even concerning your marriage, you could even pray before the Lord and ask, Lord, which one of those should be the one that I should go into marriage with?
所以你们在这许多的事上，你们学习放下自己的私自的意见，来寻找主在你们身上的引导。
So in many of these things, you could lay down your opinion and commit that to the Lord.And seek his will.
你们有一种主动性的起来爱主的那一种的主动。
And then you have that motivation to rise up and to love the Lord.
我跟你们年龄的时候，我就没有这一种的权利。
When I was like your age, I do not have those choices.
但是我也为着我那个环境感谢主。
But I still thank God for the environment that I was put in.
因为我的年代，我不能决定我的脚步，正如圣经所讲的。
Because in my time, I cannot determine my footstep, my next step.
我真的感觉到人的脚步是由神命定的。
And I really felt that man's ways are all settled or determined by the Lord.
我是由当时的政府来决定我能不能读书。
It's my government who decide whether I can continue study or not.
我是由政府来规定我必须在哪里生活。
My government will determine which area I should live in.
所以我没有任何选择的那一种的可能性。
So therefore, I have no possibility of choice or making choices.
但是我却是感谢主。
But I want to thank God.
因为我有主成为我的救主。
Because the Lord became my savior.
然后我就觉得说不是人在定我的前途和脚步。
It's no longer man who actually settled my footsteps.
是主在定我的脚步。
It was the Lord himself who governed my ways.
我很喜欢读书小时候。
When I was young, I really loved to study.
但是我绝对没有读书的机会。
But I have no opportunity to study.
其实学校也都没教书。
And even in schools, they do not teach anymore.
他们只教导你毛主席万岁。
They only teach you how to say, long live Mao.
然后考试考数学你也能写字句话上去的，一定100分的。
And even if you take your mathematics exam, if you say, long live Chairman Mao, you get 100%.
因为谁也不敢说这句话错的。
And no one dare to say this is wrong.
所以我活在一个很特殊的环境。
So I live in a very special environment.
然后我就对主说。
And I say to the Lord.
本来我是到一个应该受教育的年龄了。
I should come to a stage where I should receive more education.
我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
我没有这种机会了。
I do not have that opportunity.
但是圣灵能在凡事上教导我。
But the Holy Spirit can teach me in all things.
没有一位老师比圣灵更知道如何来教育你。
No other teacher can teach me as well as the Holy Spirit.
有时候他让你吃不饱。
Sometimes he allow me to go without meals.
有时候他让你生大病。
Sometimes he allowed me to go through a big bout of sickness.
然后他带我到一个地步，就是说，主啊，你怎么带我都不懂。
And he even come to a stage that, Lord, I do not know what to do now.
但是我知道你活着。
But I know that you live.
我也知道你为我舍命。
And I also knew that you have laid down your life for me.
圣经中有一句话提醒我们。
The Bible has a word that reminded us.
你们做父母的有哪个孩子求饼给他石头？
Which of you a parents give your child a snake when he asks a bread for you?
求鱼给他一条蛇呢？
And they ask for a fish, would you give him a snake?
你们是肉身的父母，不是最完美，你们都懂得不能这样对待孩子。
You are human parents. You do not know. You know how not to treat your children like that.
难道天父对他的孩子不是更加周详的照顾吗？
How much more your heavenly Father will look after you better than you do.
因此，在任何环境中，我们都可以安息的。
So therefore, in whatever circumstances we are in, we can be peaceful.
因为我们的负我们责任的是我们的天父。
Because the one who bears the responsibility is our heavenly Father.
第三句是在第十章的七节。
In chapter 10, verse 7, he said,
那里耶稣说。
Jesus said to them again,
我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep.
第九节，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
在第十章这里，耶稣讲了好几个东西。
In chapter 10, the Lord Jesus mentioned many things.
他是羊的门。
He is a sheep, the sheep's gate.
若不是经过他这一道门进来的，都是强盗，都是贼。
Unless anyone going through him, they are robbers, they are thieves.
他给我们指出一个非常清楚的能够到主面前来的唯一的门路。
And he showed us the only way that we can come before God.
如果不是借着耶稣而人能够得救，人能够造就自己的话。
If unless through Jesus be men think that they can edify themselves, they can save themselves.
那种教导就是强盗，就是贼。
Those teaching are from robbers, are from thieves. They are to steal and kill.
所以我们要很小心的在我们属灵长进的过程当中。
So therefore, as we are growing in our spiritual state,
我们要认定唯一的门路就是耶稣。
We must determine that the only way is through Jesus.
很多时候我看见不少的人，他们一热心起来。
I see many people when they became zealous for God.
慢慢的就会从别人身上或者在自己的经验里边找出一些的门路出来。
Slowly, they find some other way through their own thinking or through other people.
他告诉你要这样，你就可以怎么样做。
He say, you should do this and you should do that.
这是今天仍然在地上许多教导中的危险。
That is the danger in many of the teachings that we hear on the earth.
慢慢的，我们甚至听见某些的人跟我们说。
And slowly we even hear people may say to us,
你只有在我们这里所受的浸才算数的。
Only the water baptism you have here in our church.Is accountable.
只有在我们这个团体里边，你才会得救的。
Only if we are in us, in our church, can you be saved.
对我来说，这种教导是强盗的教导。
I believe this is a teaching from thieves and robbers.
因为耶稣是唯一的门。
Because Jesus is the only way.
只有从这里来出出进进。
Only through him we can go in and come out.
不要从旁边翻墙进来。
We do not need to go through the side avenues.
耶稣也在第十章这里说。
And in chapter 10, he also said,
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. I'll lay down my life for the sheep.
因着他是好牧人
and because he is the good shepherd,
他跟他的羊产生了一种亲密的关系叫做认识
he has a close relationship with the sheep and that is called knowledge
我认得我的羊
he knows his sheep
而我的羊也认得我的声音
and his sheep listen to his voice
所以特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹
so especially the young brothers and sisters
我们都能认识主的声音
we all can hear the voice of the Lord
因为住在你里边的圣灵
because the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in you
他会用很细小很平安的声音来对你的心说话
He will be able to speak to you with that still and small voice
他能够在你在很多的环境中因着求告他而且让你走在他的平安里边
And in all the different circumstances, he'll allow you to go through them safely and that you can know him through that.
所以一个正常的基督徒
So a normal Christian
不应该常常问这个问题
should not always ask this question.
你们说听见圣灵对你说是怎么听的
They say, you heard the Holy Spirit say to you in this way. How did he say it?
大概在三个星期前
About 3 weeks ago,
有一个人打电话到教会去
There was a person who called the phone at the church.
那有时候教会的电话没人听就会跳到我的手机去
Sometime when the church had no one answer the phone calls it would be diverted to my mobile
结果那天一个很稀奇的声音
So that day a very amazing voice call on my mobile
然后我就说是要找谁
And I asked who are you looking for
他说这是教会吗
He said is this the church
我说是
I said yes
他说你是教会什么人
I say, who are you in the church? He said.
我说我就是教会的一个信徒啊。
I say, I'm one of the believers in the church.
他说你有没有讲道
He said, are you a preacher?
我说有啊。
I say, I do.
他说你听见圣灵的声音吗
Then he said, have you heard the voice of the Holy Spirit?
我说我听见。
I say, I have.
他说他讲英语还是中文
He said, did he speak in Chinese or speak in English?
他可能还要问下去怎么不讲阿拉伯语
He may have asked why didn't he speak in Aramaic
后来我跟他谈了一下子我发现他其实是想来难倒我们
And as I continue speaking to him I discovered that he has only a sole purpose is try to make it difficult for us
我相信他已经准备很多问题
Perhaps he has prepared a whole list of questions to ask us.
那因为他是讲英语啊。
But because he speaks English.
他讲英语。
Because.
他讲英语。
He speaks in English.
我又不大会讲英语。
I'm not that fluent in English.
所以我找到一个很好的借口。
So I have found a very good excuse.
我对他说我英语表达得不好。
Say my English expression is not very good.
我希望他以后真的有兴趣到教会来问。
I said, ask, I invited him, you can come to the church.
我们有些能讲英语的弟兄姐妹可以回答他。
And we have many good English speakers who can talk to you.
基督徒而不知道圣灵能对你讲话是一件很稀奇的事。
It is quite amazing if Christians had never heard the Holy Spirit speaking to them.
我提醒你一个很简单的。
Let me remind you something simple.
圣灵最先在你心里给你说话就是让你看见你是个罪人
The first time the Holy Spirit spoke to you is to show you that you are a sinner
因为圣灵来就要叫人为自己的罪责备自己
Because the Holy Spirit comes so that you may judge yourself because of sin
圣灵来，他就要让你能认识耶稣是主。
The Holy Spirit came so that you may know that Jesus is Lord.
所以圣经说，若不是被圣灵感动的，没有一个人能从心里边来说，耶稣是我的主。
Therefore, the Bible says, unless one is inspired or anointed by the Holy Spirit, he will not be able to confess that Jesus is Lord.
圣灵来在一个信徒的身上是一个印记。
The Holy Spirit came because it is like a mark or a seal.
让你清清楚楚地知道你已经被主拯救，也属于主。
To show you that you have been saved by the Lord and you belong to the Lord.
所以你开始心里就能呼叫阿爸父亲。
So when you can first cry out, Abba Father.
这三样的东西在任何一个刚刚信主的身上都是活泼真实的。
This should be a real and living testimony in everyone who believes.
所以我们说没有一个真正的基督徒没经过悔改。
So no true Christian will become a Christian without going through a true repentance.
这是圣灵的工作。
Because this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有一个得救的基督徒
No one Christian who is saved
他会觉得我自己就可以过生活。
He will not think that he could live his life by himself, by his own
strength. 因为当他叫天父是他的父亲的时候
Because when he cried out to the Heavenly Father as his father,
他自然地想到在天父的家里有很多很多的兄弟姐妹。
Then straight away he will think of the many brothers and sisters he has in the house of the father.
你没信主之前人叫你到教堂去讨厌。
When people call you to go to church before you are a believer, is it?
我就这么点时间给你们浪费了，坐在那里。
I will not waste my time sitting in the church.
但是如果你真的得救了
，But once you're truly saved,
你就会渴慕着要去跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
Then you long to spend time with our brothers and sisters.
你会很想很想找到你在家里边的姐妹跟弟兄。
And you like to look.For those sisters or brothers in the church.
原谅我常会讲到我初初得救的故事。
Forgive me, I always go back to the testimony of when I first became a Christian.
我刚刚得救的时候是没有教堂可去。
When I first got saved, I had no churches that I can go to.
我得救以后我心里很非常的喜乐。
And after I got saved, my heart was really joyful.
但我非常想有同伴。我能够跟他一起来交流，一起来得着帮助。
I really hope to find some companions of faith that I can and share with them. I can fellowship with them.
我记得那时候我在排队要买药。
At one time I was lining up, queuing up to get my medication.
然后我听见前边那个叫拿药的地方叫一个人的名字。
And then I heard someone call out from the counter.Calling for the person's name.
那个名字叫做主爱。
And the name of the person is say the Lord's love.
我排在后边，本来是没什么事的。
And also, at first I was at the back, I got nothing to do.
当前边叫到这个人的名字说主爱的时候
，So when I heard the name meaning the Lord's love,
哇，我整个眼睛瞪大了。
My eyes open.
因为这个名字如果不是信主的人怎么会起这个名字呢
Because I knew that if that name must be given by a Christian parent.
然后在我那个时代每个人都改名的都改成什么红啊什么东方红啊什么耀武啊。
In my generation, a lot of people changed their name to something red, something about the communists.
对连我家的姐姐也改名的。
Even my own sister changed her name.
所以当我听到这个名字，我真的眼睛马上就亮起来。
So but when I heard that name, my eyes opened.
我看见一个女性比我大要二三十岁的。
I saw a female who was about 20-30 years older than me.
她上去拿药了。
She went up and to take the medication.
她拿了药走了。
And she took the medication and went home.
我心里边冲动的想离开队伍，冲出去拉住她。
I was so excited, I nearly.Broke out of the queue and tried to go.
我想跑去对他说，我终于找到你了。
I almost burst out saying to her that I finally found someone.
当然，在那个时候，如果我这样做，有两个危险。
But in those generations, if I did that, there are two dangers.
一个是把她送到监狱里去。
Firstly, she might be condemned to go to prison.
一个是我也可能被送到监狱里去。
And I could be condemned and go to prison.
所以我忍住，不敢冲上去。
So I therefore I control myself. I did not go up there and talk to her.
但是我的心一直在跳，一直在跳。
But my heart was jumping and jumping.
一直看着她，等到她消失在我的视线
中。I keep following her until she lost. I lost sight of her.
然后我突然醒悟了一个事情。
And I suddenly realized something.
有主的生命的人
，The person who has the life of the Lord.
不孤单。
He is not lonely.
他也不愿意孤单。
He is not willing to be lonely.
他需要活在身体的里边。
He must live in the body of the Lord.
所以，如果有一天你觉得要去教会见弟兄姐妹觉得很 boring 的话，你要在主面前悔改。
So if you felt that it's boring to go and meet up with brother and sister in the church, you truly need to repent before the Lord.
你要对。我们的天父说：“我到底出了什么事了
？”You must ask the Heavenly Father, "What's wrong with me?"
到了十一章，耶稣说
：“In chapter 11, the Lord Jesus said,
我在十一章二十五节。
In verse 25, chapter 11,
耶稣对他说：我就是复活。”我就是生命，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗
？Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this?
在第一天的时候，我就说到。主藉着福音把死的那个恐惧给消除了。
The first day I mentioned that the Lord Jesus through the gospel destroyed the fear of death.
在这里主再次的强调一个事情。
And here the Lord again emphasized on this.
主就是复活，主就是生命。
The Lord Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
信他的人永远不死。
He who believes in me shall never die.
对于我们这些已经有了耶稣的生命的人
，For us who have the life of Jesus，
准确的说，有耶稣在我们里边的人
，Whoever has Jesus living in us，
就有生命
，And that he will have life，
就有永生
，He have eternal life。
虽然我们的肉身很可能有一百年、八十年、一百二十年不同的长短
，Even though our life may be long or short, whether it's whether it's 100 years or 110 years，
但是我们里边那个从主而来的生命，却是在你信主的那一天就已经开始，直到永恒。
But the eternal life that came into us the day we believe in the Lord Jesus will remain in us until we see the Lord face to face.
这就是为什么基督徒能够活得精彩的原因。
That's why Christian can live an excited life.
因为基督徒有永生。
The Christian has eternal life.
所以他把今天所有的短暂当成机会来宝贵跟珍惜。
So every temporary moment in life can be precious and can be opportunity.
他把今天每一个时刻当成自己来实现主的托付的机会。
So every moment in this life can be the opportunity that God has committed to you for something to happen.
我又很快跳了。
I do need to jump a bit.
我没有办法把这个次序都做下去了。
I have no way to speak to you according to the order I have structured.
那我要跳到几件简单的主的说话来。
I will go to a few simple sayings of the Lord.
在约翰七章三十七节。
In John chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Verse 37 of chapter 7. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
地上所有的我们的愿望，我们的追求，你得到了，但是你还要干渴。
All the things that you long for in this world, even though you may gain them, but you will continue to be thirsty after you gain them.
换句话说，世界没有任何一样东西或者人物能够填满你心中的干渴。
In the sense that no one and nothing in this world can satisfy your deepest desire.
所以主就很清楚地说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, come to me.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
一个知道自己有干渴的人，
anyone who knows that he's thirsty,
他愿意听主的话而来到耶稣这里的时候，
when he is willing to come to the Lord Jesus,
他肯定能够得到满足，
surely he will be satisfied.
而且他这一种的满足，
and his satisfaction,
是让他不停止的也能够把耶稣的活水涌流出去。
He will also non-stop be able to flow out rivers of living water, that is Jesus' life, to others around him.
今天在我们中间，有些人以前可能还没信耶稣的。
Today among us, there may be some people who have yet to believe in Jesus.
我求主让你的心听见他叫你来他那里。
I really ask the Lord to show you that you can come to him.
让你的心中得着满足，不再有饥渴。
That your heart may be filled, that you will not feel thirsty again ever.
让他在你里边成为那活水的江河，水伴着你的一生。
And that you may have that rivers of living water within you for the rest of your life.
然后到了第十三章。
In chapter 13,
我会读到十三节开始。
Chapter 13, verse 13 onwards.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主。你们说的不错，我是你，我本来是。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照我向你们所做的去做。
You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, and so I am. If then your Lord, your teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
在耶稣就被人出卖的那天晚上，
The night Jesus was betrayed.
或者说当他要离开这个世上的他的肉身的生活的时候，
So as he before he leave or depart from this world.
那天晚上他跟他的门徒们在一起。
That night he was spending time with his disciples.
他用实际的行为教育了他们一件的事情。
He used a very practical thing to educate his disciples.
到了坐席的时候，他自己起来倒了一盆水来洗门徒的脚。
After this, they sat down, he decided to took up a bowl of water and to wash his disciples' feet.
用他自己身上的毛巾
Using the towel on himself, and he was able to wipe the disciples' feet.
门徒都很不明白
The disciples were puzzled.
然后耶稣做完这件事以后，就给他们这样的吩咐
And after Jesus did this, he said that to them.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主。
You call me teacher and Lord.
我是。
Yes, I am.
但是我却给你们洗脚。
Yet I wash your feet.
你们也要彼此洗脚。
You also ought to wash one another's feet.
我怎么做，你们照样去做。
What I have done, please go and do likewise.
这里给我们看见基督徒生活中彼此之间最美的一个的图画跟最有深刻意义的一个托付。
This is a most beautiful picture. It also a very good command or encouragement given to us by our Lord.
而且主耶稣后边是把它当成一个命令说我给你们一条新的命令，要叫你们彼此相爱。
And later on, he even emphasized that saying that I'm giving you a new commandment that you should love one another.
在基督徒的生活当中，我们刚才说到，既然我们已经有一个团体需要的生命要求
，Now that we are in this body of Christ, that we have that demand on us by the various members of the body.
那么在这个团体的生活当中最需要的一样东西。
So what is needed, most needed in this corporate body of believers?
耶稣亲自立下榜样。
The Lord Jesus himself set an example for us.
他蹲下来洗门徒的脚。
He stood down and he actually washed his disciples' feet.
难怪彼得要说
No wonder Peter will say
你怎么可以洗我的脚
How could you wash my feet, Lord?
但是耶稣说我现在做的你不明白
And Jesus said, what I'm doing now, you will not understand.
你后来才会明白
But you will understand it later.
基督徒团体的生活当中需要一种极其谦卑的灵
InLiving as a believer in the corporate body of Christ, we do need to have a humble spirit.
主说你们当中谁愿为大，就让他做众人的仆人。
The Lord Jesus said, if anyone you want to be great, he must be a servant of all.
基督徒的生活不是有些人伟大起来，来发号施令，来指挥别人。
A Christian's life is not to be great.Among all the believers and say that, okay, you should do this and you should do that.
基督徒生命的美妙是越有丰盛的认识主。
That a Christian's wonderful thing about Christian is that the more he know about the Lord,
他必然越愿意俯伏在别人的脚前。
Then the more willing he will be to bow down before others to serve them.
他不会拒绝别人的沾脚。
They will not reject the dirty feet of others, believers.
他知道主愿意来洗他们的脚。
Because he knew that the Lord is willing to wash their feet.
而且他是叫我们要互相洗脚。
And he wants us to wash one another's feet.
你要接受别人给你洗脚。
You must receive others.Washing of your feet.
你也要懂得去洗别人的脚。
You also need to learn to wash others' feet.
好像保罗后边就这么理会这么一句话。
This is like what Paul has said.
你们要能够用爱心说诚实的话。
You must be able to speak the truth in love.
基督徒的来往不是世界那一套的客套客气。
Christians, How Christians live with one another is not just being courteous like the people in the world.
基督徒的生活不是在意你请我吃饭，我请你喝茶。
It's not that you treat me dinner and I'll treat you tea.
不是我看见你夸你几句就叫做我谦卑。
If I praise you for a few words, does not mean that I'm being humble.
基督徒是以基督的生命性格来服侍别人。
Being a Christian means that you are serving others with the character that Christ has shown you.
主耶稣每一句话都带出实际的行动。
Every words of Jesus came about with his own real life demonstration.
他说：“你们如果称我为主
，If you say you calling me Lord，
你们就照我所做的去做。
Then you will do according to what I commanded.
你们如果称我是主
，If you call me as Lord，
你们就遵守我的命令。
Then you obey my commandments.
我的命令叫你们彼此。”切实相爱。
And my commandment is this, that you should love one another.
另外，我很快说主耶稣后来又有两句话。
I want to say the last two words that Jesus has said.
是你我作为基督徒不能忘记的。
That you and I as Christian cannot forget.
当他从死里复活以后，他就对他的门徒说。
After he rose from the dead, he said to his disciples.
所以你们要去。使万民来做我的门徒。
He said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
你如果是一个已经蒙恩得救的基督徒，
If you are a Christian saved by grace,
你就受到这一个的使命的差遣。
Then you have been given this great commission by him.
你要去传扬福音。让别人也可以来得着主的救恩。
That we need to go and preach the gospel so others may receive the salvation of the Lord.
基督徒的一生是一个不断传福音的一生。
A life of a Christian is one that continuously sharing the gospel.
千万不要以为福音只是给那些还没信主的人听的。
Do not think that the gospel is only for those who have yet to believe.
基督徒的一生就是不停地来传扬福音的一生。
The Christian's life is one that demonstrates the gospel for his
whole life. 不仅仅用你的口，
not just with your mouth,
用你的生命和行为，
but your life and your action.
因为你已经属于耶稣，
because you belong to Jesus.
所以你不要跟我说我信主以后我该做什么，多得。
So don't ask me, what should I do after I become a Christian? Because there are lots of things you could do.
你要记得每天是做耶稣的见证的一天，传福音的一天。
So every day, every single day is the opportunity for you to witness for the Lord.
在跟基督徒中间是实行主的命令，彼此相爱的一天。
So when you are with other Christians, that is the time to demonstrate the Lord's command to love one another.
末了。
Lastly,
圣经最末了的时候，
at the end of the scripture,
主耶稣说，
the Lord Jesus said,
我必快来，
I will come quickly, I'm coming quickly.
他提醒我们，
he said,
基督徒荣耀的盼望是真切的，
the glorious hope that Christian has is assured.
他一定回来，
he is comingVery quickly.
而且他说要快地回来。
He said he's coming quickly.
所以我们今天更需要准备好自己来迎接主的回来。
So therefore we must be prepared and well prepared to receive his coming.
我盼望在座的没有一个人说，
I really hope that no one here in this room
主啊，我的博士学位还没拿到，等我读完再来吧。
Say, Lord, I haven't finished my PhD. Let me finish that before you come.
主啊，我公司的计划还没完成，等我完成了你再来吧。
Lord, I haven't fulfilled what I planned for my company. Maybe you should come after I finish it.
主啊，我的孩子还没养大，等我孩子长大你再来吧。
Lord, my children are still young. Let me raise them up first before you come back.
我真的很诚恳的。跟弟兄姐妹讲，
Let me say this earnestly to you.
今天就必须有要主回来的热切盼望。
Today you must have that earnest desire to see the Lord Jesus coming.
手中的任何事物可以断然停止的。
Anything that you're doing now, they can be stopped suddenly.
任何事件都可以突然发生的。
Because anything could happen.
但是你我的心必须准备好。
But your heart and my heart must be prepared.
所以启示录最后众圣徒就这样说。
So at the end of the book of Revelation, all the saints say together,
主啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，不要让我们的心说不要来。
Do not let us say, don't come back, Lord.
我们愿意你来。
We want you to come back quickly.
我们祷告。
Let us pray. Lord, thank you for being among us.
你有清楚的话语，让我们该知道怎样来跟随你。
You have given us clear words so that we know how to follow you.
让我们该知道怎样的让你在我们生命中作王。
Let us know how to be, allow you to be the king of our life.
让我们知道每天都不是平凡的，都是有荣耀目的的。
That every single day is not a common day. Every day is special.
主啊，激发我们要你回来的心。
Lord, may you inspire us so that we want you to come back.
让我们跟历世历代那些爱你的人同样的说。
That we together with all the saints in the past.
主耶稣，我愿你来。
Lord, may you come quickly.
愿你快来。
Come quickly, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.